Breaking It Down with Bro. Rob Bro. This is the Rob Bro Show with Carson Robinson on Talk 1340. News, money, sports.
Welcome in. It's Rob Bro Show, Talk 1340.9 News, Money, Sports. I am the host. Generally, I'll say you are the co-host, but today I've got a couple of co-hosts in. You can still text in 806-855-3712. It does feel like 2019 in here as we bring back Carson Robinson. You heard the open. If you're new here, you used to have the Rob Bro Show with, featuring Carson Robinson. He always got mad when I said with. It's featuring, headlining by Carson Robinson in the sweet quarter zip today. We also have the producer extraordinaire, Connor, no offense. Tucker is back as well in studio.
I'm not producing. I'm on this side with
in
you guys.
In studio. Yeah. You've been in here before, though.
When y'all used to do the bro and...
He stayed in there for the bro and low after show.
Bro and low after show. Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, so this was the trio back in 2020 when the world stood still. We were trying to remember the day, we got iced. Moved on.
Literally.
Put it lightly.
Yeah.
But it was, March 2020, March 13th, 2020.
Yeah.
Texas and Texas Tech trying to play a basketball game. It shutters. They don't play. We're on air.
Literally on air.
Pre-gaming the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I guess no sports for a while. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And I think we had another week of shows, but.
I think looking at it now, I think it's the 20th.
Yeah,
March,
was our last
was
show. Our,
was the last
yeah.
one.
So we had a week
after that. Friday. Yeah, that had been a Friday move.
Yep.
And that, and then, yeah, it was. It was a Friday.
It's definitely a Friday move.
A bad Friday and then a bad Monday.
Yeah, Friday.
Tech baseball is supposed to be getting set to play Michigan or somebody that
West
week.
Virginia.
West Virginia, that's right.
That's
they're
West
opening
Virginia.
Up, or they were in the middle of conference play.
But that was the 13th, 14th, 15th.
Right.
They were going to play and then didn't play that either. Lots of things have happened since.
Lots of things.
A lot of things. What's been going up with you guys? Carson, what are you doing now?
Well, still
you've had a couple of things
still
going on
trying since. To sling some houses is my main job. So if you want to buy one, just call me 806-470-5570. Shameless plug.
We probably still have the spot.
We probably do.
We probably do.
We can throw that today. No, but doing that and then working at Lubbock Christian High School, I do all the broadcasting for everything they do over there. So
he is a horrible first base coach for softball.
Yeah,
I can
softball
tell you
assistant coach now.
A terrible first base coach. Seen it firsthand.
Uh-oh. Did he send a couple of girls he shouldn't have?
Or? No, he waited till the batter was already batting two pitches in, and then there's nobody at first to coach him.
That's what you're supposed to do.
He's just like, oh wait, I need to be over there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to be there until there's a
well,
batter.
Well, you know, when you only have two coaches, you got one our head coach that coaches third, and then they're asking you a question. Or I work with the catchers a lot, and the catcher's asking me questions about what this and this. It takes a while to get to first base.
No surprise that Carson
no
was
surprise.
Late, though.
That's a fact. I was not late today.
Man, I was shocked.
I thought about it.
I thought about
walking in about a minute before, right as soon as the bumper set.
I thought we were going to get a text coming in hot.
There's no way he's coming in.
Of course, it's 1 o'clock. It's a lot easier to get to.
It's a lot easier than 9 a.m. for me. Yeah. Carson's not a morning person.
No, he's not. He also talks in third person.
Yes, he does.
Tucker, what have you been up to?
I am the voice of your Lockney Longhorns for all sporting events. That's how I figured out that Carson is not a very good first base coach.
Yeah, he
covered a softball game where
yes,
the Lubbock Christian came to town. I am married now, nearly a year.
Some girl was
about a month away from being 1 year.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
It's a beautiful ceremony.
Thanks, man.
I was there.
Yeah.
Carson, you go?
I didn't get the invite. Didn't get invited. I'm sure it was great.
I'm sure you did get invited, but we had a lot of problems with invitations. A lot of them.
First text of the day, the Chad here.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Last from the past. He says, it doesn't feel right texting in and not asking T-Lo to spin up a track.
You can still ask me. I can just pass
it
along.
Some Friday bangers. It's a banger.
It's a banger.
It's close, yeah. It's Thursday, though.
It is. It's a little Friday.
We can make it a Friday. Who cares?
I was trying to think of some old stuff we did on the show. I do remember Joker and the Thief in the Night was in heavy rotation. Let Me Clear My Throat, maybe, was a heavy rotation.
That was a good one, yeah. That was a Marco Cunningham plate song back in the day when he played for the Red Raiders.
I had a Marco Cunningham signed hat.
Hey, hopefully Marco Cunningham's son ends up in Lubbock here in a couple years. He's a stud, by the way.
That would be nice. Is he old enough that Tech can talk to him still?
Yeah, I think he's a junior. Okay. I think he's a junior in high school, sophomore.
What do you think of that new rule? Did you see that fall through? That you can't talk to anybody younger than a junior now in college baseball?
And I'm okay with that, actually, to be honest with you. I don't think that it's pertinent to be able to talk to kids as eighth graders and freshmen going into high school. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Especially because...
even with the football recruiting still that young?
I think it should be full board, like across the board it should be that way. You know, kids can go to your camps, they can do all those things, but you shouldn't be able to actively recruit anybody until it gets to, you know, junior, senior year before, you know, kids are... And I think you've talked about this a lot, is you don't get recruited if where you go to high school at anymore. It's all about what you do during the summers now.
Yeah,
basketball and baseball. Yeah. It's all the same. Nobody cares what you do in school, to be honest with you.
Were you on the AAU circuit there, Tucker?
I played 1 year of AAU basketball.
See, and those things weren't big when we were in high school.
And no. It was just like a bunch of us from like Olton, Florida, Spring Lake Earth. We had zero size whatsoever. I just remember playing.
Bunch of spot up shooters.
Yeah.
Bunch of bell guys.
That was me.
Yeah.
Sneaky fast. I just remember playing All Saints just kind of down the road here.
Yeah.
Like every single tournament. And then come around and play my senior year of basketball, and All Saints is on the schedule twice. I couldn't get away from
my school, by the way.
Oh,
All Saints.
There you go.
Hey. Go Patriots.
Oh. Go Patriots. That logo on the hat there, was that an All Saints hat?
No.
That's one of their logos.
They ripped it off.
The old school Patriots logo. I was trying to make it running for hat of the day, but I think I got it too late.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time.
I don't I went like a year solid posting hats of the day, and then I ran out of hats.
What? I mean,
I didn't want to redo hats.
You didn't get a sponsor by then?
No sponsor.
That's your problem.
I should have.
He's rocking the same hat every day now.
What you should have done was you should have done.
I do rock this one quite a bit.
You should have done koozie of the day.
I should.
We did buy that full box of koozies. I'm sure it's still around here somewhere.
No, I think I still have some.
You took that home?
I did a long time. I did, and then that was a really bad. I might have had a few cold ones. Full transparency.
Bought a full box of just generic.
Nobody knew where they came from.
Koozies.
Okay, listen, they were listed on eBay as misprints.
Yes, yeah.
And I had the brilliant idea to buy these koozies and then reprint them or get like some kind of patch.
Yeah.
For the Rob Bro Show, and then pass them out at the time. And then they come in, there's no misprints. They're full printed.
Yeah, they're all the way printed on both sides.
Nothing's wrong with them. And it's like two companies, 500 koozies, like four different colors. I thought it was going to be a bunch of different koozies, brands. No, it was like...
You only paid $20 for them, so it wasn't that bad. It was real cheap.
But I had 500 koozies in a box. If you've never seen 500 koozies, imagine the box you think it comes in. It's twice as big.
Yes, fact.
You can't give them away.
No, you can't because nobody, I mean, unless you just need a koozie that day.
I think I probably might have 50 of them left.
I think I have a couple. Or maybe one of my pickup
trucks. I definitely have
a
few. Yeah.
But just maybe a month ago, I threw away the box of koozies. So they, I mean, that was probably 2019. We bought those. And then I did have them up here for a long time and then took them home and. That single-bedroom apartment, I'm just moving those koozies around everywhere. It's like, I got to get rid of these. I don't have any
moving to one corner, then you need that corner. Yeah.
I had them in the closet for a while. It's like, I kind of need this closet space.
For all the hats.
Just a couple hats. This texter, Robertus, this is a new bit we have. I don't know why. People call me weird names. I don't really know how it started. Every text, though, I'm the only one in here, generally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all like, hey, Rob. It's like, you don't have to. It's me.
Yeah,
I'm the
it's
one
just you in
it's
here.
It's the Rob, like we all know.
To whom it may concern.
We're going to get that one pretty soon. What the heck was up with that fake Lamar Washington report? Do people just like seeing us Tech fans freak out like the sky is falling? So twofold here. Yes. Jeff Goodman is the king of that.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just throw in Texas Tech in any kind of tweet just to have some reaction. It's like, oh, I'm getting a low engagement day. Let's tweet about Texas Tech.
Fact.
He should be thanking Tech.
Yes.
For his profile picture.
I think he does.
It's a profile picture of him and Ric Flair, who yeah. was at Tech.
At the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's more to that. Tobias Bass generally doesn't miss.
No, not normally. He's 97%.
That's why I was shocked.
He was early on the last two Texas Tech players.
Yeah.
Because he tweeted Elijah Fisher was going to be in. That got refuted.
And Jalen.
A week later, he's in the portal.
Yeah.
Jalen Tyson, the day after he tweets it, Jalen Tyson is entering the portal. So just because Lamar Washington has said he's not entering the portal
doesn't mean he's not going to be in the portal.
A, that wasn't discussed.
Right.
Or B, and the way that Tobias Bass reports, he's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fantastic follow.
Yeah. He's a fantastic follow. He didn't say he will enter the transfer portal. He says he's planning to.
Yes.
And when he tweeted that, he could have been planning to. Now, 10 minutes later, Lamar said it was a false tweet, but, you know, you swing and miss sometimes. I don't think it was a fake report as much as he was acting on good information that might have changed the day he tweeted it.
Well, and that's what it is. I think Tobias is plugged in enough to, he knows his sources, and when he gets an information from a certain source, he can be pretty sure about it. And, you know, in this day and age of college athletics, we've learned things change on a dime real quick. And a kid, we're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, for the most part, that are doing this. So we know how we were when we were those ages. You change your mind about a lot of things really fast.
Dude, I changed my major like 9 times.
Yeah,
I changed schools 4 times.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's like, you know, today I feel like I'm not being talked to by the coaching staff. I think I'm going to go in the transfer portal. So-and-so hears that, and then they tell, you know, Tobias asks, hey, have you heard anything from anybody else? They say, yeah, well, you know, so-and-so said he might enter the portal. And then the next day he has a great conversation with the coaching staff. Nope, false tweet, not going. So that's how fast it can change in this day and age. We've seen that now. That's just what you're going to have to go through as a sports fan, a collegiate athletics fan, you know, moving forward.
We've also seen guys, not just at Texas Tech, tweet, you know, 100% committed, all the way bought in, 1,000% committed.
Doesn't mean anything until the season starts.
Yeah. And they could be in the transfer portal in a week.
Well, and they can be 1,000% committed, and then the season starts, and they don't get to start, and all of a sudden they say 4 games in the season, I'm no longer a part of the team, I'm going in the transfer portal.
Or let's say you're a center, and the new coach recruits 2 more centers, and you say, wait, hold on, I thought you said this and this when you got here, and the coach says, yeah, I did say that, and you absolutely have all these opportunities, but it's not just going to be given to you, you got to earn it.
Well, that's
and you might jump. So
plenty of college coaches, and this is, you know, local college coaches that I've talked to in the last few years, they're always telling their guys, you know, with the way that things work now, and their ladies, their young ladies too, is I'm always going out there looking for your replacement. So you make me go not have to go out and look for your replacement. Like, that's where you're at right now. Bacho, he's, you know, the reason that he's in the transfer portal and probably not going to come back and all those things is because he didn't play well enough to not look for a replacement for him this year. He was hurt all year long. Those kind of things are big deals. And whenever you don't have a rapport with an incoming coaching staff, that's going to happen too. So, you know, those are the types of things that we're dealing with in the transfer portal days. I actually enjoy the transfer portal at most times. I'm 90% for the transfer portal. There's 10% of me that's like, come on, man, just stick something out. But I also am, you know, a firm believer in going and doing what's best for you, too. So I don't think you should be able to transfer 5 times in 5 years. I think there should be a limit on that. But
yeah, but I again, and it's funny, the conversations we had in 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of it happened. The NIL stuff.
Yeah.
We sat here and argued and yelled about NIL and had some different ideas.
Yeah.
But we're both for it.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I just had PTSD from y'all from arguing about that.
No. I think you go back to the Weston Odom show.
Yeah.
For the big argument. What was he like? doctors and teachers, something like that. That was a big argument. Another throwback. Maybe we'll get Weston in here next week. It's Rob Bro Show. We'll be back after this with Carson Robinson and Tucker Lowrance after this on Talk 103.9 News Money Sports. Welcome back. It's Rob Bro Show. Talk one of the. I hate just talking over. What's his name? Greta Van Fleet. I can't remember the guy's name.
I can't remember their name either.
That song just reminds me of Van Fleet? MLB The Show.
That song just played. No, that's not Greta Van Fleet.
It's not.
No.
You sure?
Yeah. It's like. Yeah. Oh, I don't.
I always thought that was Greta Van Fleet.
It's like a weird. It's a weird band.
Oh. Well, that's a good.
If you'd asked me 3 years ago, I could have. Yeah. Now, like that, I could have told you.
You had them locked in back then.
Wolf Mother.
Yeah, I knew it was something.
Wolf Mother.
Joker and the Thief.
I almost said Steppenwolf, but that's.
Steppenwolf.
That's from a Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Wolf Mother. There you go. Whoa.
Okay, we got a power ranking here. I almost forgot it was power ranking Thursday. We'll power rank some stuff, too.
Yeah, power ranking.
Let's power rank each other.
I don't think we want to do that.
Everybody's putting themselves at number one in this room.
No, I'd put Tucker first.
Yeah, me too.
Top four.
Me too, so make it a clean sweep.
That's all that matters. Top four talk show hosts. Number four, Regis Philbin. Number three, Alex Trebek. Is he doing talk shows?
Is Jeopardy a talk show?
Can you count? Yeah.
Maybe he's going daytime.
Maybe so.
Daytime show host. Regis Philbin, Alex Trebek, Bob Barker.
Yeah, because that's Price is Right there.
And a seven-time daytime winning Emmy Award winner, Steve Harvey, number one.
I don't hate the list.
It's a fine list. It seems to be like a couple. Maybe he's doing game show hosts. Regis Philbin, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That might be.
Jeopardy, Price is Right, and then Family Feud.
Well, and Regis was a talk show host, too.
Right, but
Him and Steve Harvey are the only two that did talk shows on that list, yeah.
So, it's a good list.
Yeah.
I didn't ever watch Regis and Kelly.
Neither did
I was a big Who Wants to Be a Millionaire guy.
I was a big Price is Right. Especially Price is Right.
With Bob?
Yeah.
Did you watch the documentary on Netflix about the guy who just memorized everything?
Everything, yeah.
I feel like I watched part of that about that or something.
Crazy. And he's not cheating.
No, he just memorized. He watched the show every episode, yeah.
It's not illegal.
No.
Just frowned upon.
Yeah, just highly frowned upon, especially the counting cards thing.
So you can power rank whatever you want. It is Power Ranking Thursday, 806-855-3712. I do want to ask this. So Texas Tech baseball, probably not going to host at this point.
No.
But this freshman trio, and it's kind of a weird sophomore freshman trio, Bazell, Cash, and Harrelson. Because you have a red shirt and then I guess a true sophomore in Cash because he played last year a little bit. But of those newcomers, where would you power rank that among some of the freshman duos, trios Texas Tech has had in the last 5 years? Because I would go number one, Young and Little.
Yeah.
And then Gabe Holt. I didn't really look at the rosters before this because it just popped into my head. But Gabe Holt maybe was kind of solo as a freshman there. You had Hudson White and Owen Washburn last year as a freshman duo. And then Jace Young, Ron Bach, and somebody else in 2020. Oh, Cal Conley.
Yeah.
Three All-Americans.
Well, and Cal was actually a sophomore transfer too.
But it was a freshman All-American because whatever.
Yeah, because of COVID, I think, actually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he got to play his two freshman years, basically. Because his freshman year, his true freshman year, was at Miami.
But this duo, trio, whatever you want to call it, of newcomers, young newcomers, I think is up there. You have to, I think you have to go in 17, Young and Little. That's probably number one.
Yeah.
But those, I think I would slot this one in ahead of maybe even Young, Rombach, and Cal Conley. That's probably close to second.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what year Micah was a freshman, his freshman year, too.
Oh, yeah, Micah Dallas.
That was in there with – I can't remember if that was
– well, with 17, if you're talking pitchers, too, Davis Martin and –
yeah, Davis Martin, Micah Dallas.
Stephen Gingrey.
Yeah, Gingrey, all of those guys
came. Well, Dallas was later.
Yeah, Dallas was after them, but –
gosh, I forgot.
I'm trying to remember who. There was a good freshman class where Micah came in as well.
Yeah, I forgot about Gingrey.
Yeah, you really do because
Steven didn't pitch his last year here. Yeah. That's why you forget. Or he pitched a few games and tore his UCL.
Yeah.
Had Tommy. But, yeah, you've had some good freshmen walk through this club in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, going back maybe even later than that now. It all runs together after a certain point.
Yeah, and that 2014 team and a couple of teams after that, you just – they were kind of – you know, the Bull broke out as a sophomore, and Tanner Gardner kind of broke out later. You didn't really have a lot of true freshmen. Now, Eric Gutierrez started day one and played all 4 years.
Josh and Eric were really the first two that really started day one as freshmen – and just continued to be
and
that
guy. Prolific.
Yeah. And remember Josh Young as a freshman, too? He pitched a little bit.
Well, yeah, he pitched one game
against Baylor and lost.
Infinity ERA.
Yeah.
Some of the best have infinity ERAs.
Yeah, him and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
but that's not really even where I was going with that. Not going to host, but finishing out, you have a really good opportunity here with this Texas Tech baseball team. If I gave you, let's see, 12 Big 12 games left, 8.5 victories, are you pretty firm over?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that you're in the bottom tier of the Big 12 right now. And so if you can't go, you should sweep both series at home that you have left.
Yeah, Baylor and Kansas.
Baylor and Kansas. You should be able to sweep those two series and then be able to win the two series on the road. So
that's 9.5 would be the... the tight over?
Yeah, that's where I would go. And even if it's even, you know, tougher if you win out, you win the rest of your game. Say you win out, win the rest of your games, I still don't think you have a chance to host. I just don't think you do.
Man.
That's tough.
He's going 17-18-0 to finish the year.
Right. Can the committee, because they know Lubbock is a great host spot. Would the committee hold you out of that? Because your RPI is not going to be high enough to say... for you to say, like, you should be able to host.
If you don't lose a game from here on and don't get to host, it's terrible for whoever is in that. Yeah.
Well, nobody wants you to come.
Nobody wants you to come to their regional if you've won 18 straight.
Now, 18 straight is unlikely.
Yeah.
We're not saying that's going to happen.
Right, yeah.
But
it's baseball. It's tough.
If that does happen, you have to look at what goes on with Texas and TCU and Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Because if you win 12 straight, you've won 18 Big 12 games. You're probably winning the Big 12.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You win the Big 12.
If you win the Big 12, you host.
See, but that hasn't happened. That's happened before. Oklahoma State won the Big 12 one year. I think it was 2013, 2014, somewhere in there.
But another Big 12 team hosted.
They won the Big 12, yeah. And then Texas and somebody else hosted that year. And Oklahoma State had to go to a regional, even though they won the regular season Big 12 championship. So that's the crazy part about the RPI and how they select regionals. And at that point, Oklahoma State's ballpark was trash. I mean.
Well, and yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's the old.
Like now, Oklahoma State would probably host because they have a great ballpark.
A great ballpark.
Beautiful ballpark.
Even though it's all lower level seating.
Yeah. Makes me jealous, ballpark, kind of. That Oklahoma State has that and we don't here in Lubbock.
A little bit. We need another break. We'll get some news in. We'll come back, talk a little more Texas Tech baseball. Also want some spring game thoughts. Haven't really got to talk about Joey McGuire to either of you, so we'll get some Joey McGuire thoughts too. Why not? It's Rob Bro Show with Carson Robinson, Tucker Lawrence. Coming back after this on Talk 103.9 News, Money Sports.
One, two, three, come on. We got DJ Kool and Duncan Fresh. Rockin' to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie. Hey. Rockin' to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Marquee and DJ 20. So hit me with your horns and make that money.
Let me see those hands again. Yeah.
Hit on now. Hey, everybody jump. Jump.
Welcome back. It's Rob Bro Show Talk, 103.9 News, Money, Sports. You can text in 806-855-3712. It is Power Ranking Thursday. Another power ranking off the text line. Power ranking interstates in Texas. Starting from 7, we'll go from the bottom. I-35.
All day.
I-45.
That's bad, too.
Which I don't think I've driven on much. That's not
I feel like
really
I haven't driven
spot.
On probably half of them.
Yeah, that's the Dallas to Houston.
Yeah, you're not really. I don't drive that route very much.
Yeah, that one's not very fun.
I-30. I-40. I'm not really on I-30 much either. If I'm up there, I'm driving back roads.
Yeah.
I-40, I-10, I-20, and then I-27 is number one.
See, I-20 would be my number one because I-27 isn't long enough for me, and I-27 is not
I had to take
is not beautiful.
Yeah.
To get here.
Yeah, you did.
You drive quite a bit.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. But I-20 is I-20 will take you right to Shreveport, right to the casinos.
Yeah, so I go 20 tops for me.
Yeah.
27 is probably my second most used.
No doubt. Even though it's the shortest interstate on that list.
Yeah.
By far.
Well, but you only need it to go to Amarillo.
Yeah, fact.
Plainview.
Yeah, true.
Which, in our line of work.
You got to go to quite a bit.
Yeah.
I take I-20 quite a bit now for my
for
those Lubbock Christian games.
Absolutely.
Every district. Speaking of, I'll be on I-20 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be on I-20, 84 I-20, and not much I-20, but going to Abilene and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Purr like a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on 27 next week.
Stay at the Witten.
Lake.
Oh, yeah? Back and forth, huh?
Yeah.
Where's Lockney going?
Saturday, it's at home against the Florida Squirrel Winds, and then Tuesday is
a bit of rivalry.
Yeah.
Do you wear green underneath the Lockney shirt, or?
Yes, he does, I guarantee it.
No.
You don't represent still?
Can you keep it straight? Homer for Lockney during that? Or
during the football and basketball season, I have a belt buckle, and it's got a whirlwind on it, and I would wear that. I don't wear colors.
Okay.
I try to stay away from...
Yeah, you're neutral.
Yeah.
Professional.
Yeah.
I got you.
Tuck was part of the crew that got to relish the boys' basketball season this year, though, in the playoffs.
I did,
What a great run that was.
I did call the Florida basketball playoff run.
Yeah.
Team one of those
scored 100-plus points how many times this year?
A lot. I watched it. Watched it two times against
Great basketball team.
That's awesome. What were we going to do? Joey McGuire. The spring football.
Spring football.
right on par with how it used to always go.
Just sitting in here alone, I have no idea what I'm doing coming out from breaks most of the
time. You used to write it all down on a sheet of paper.
I used to.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised. Go free flow now.
Just fly by the seat
of your
pants.
Is that experience?
Yeah, I'm, old grizzled veteran now.
That's a fact.
And I'm just in here alone, so it doesn't really matter what I talk about. People are texting in generally. Yesterday was pretty rough. I only had one text message because. Not my fault.
Did you not give out the number enough?
No, that was one of them. But the Tech baseball game was on.
Tech baseball
and the Rangers were on.
Yep.
So it was like I'm competing with some pretty good
two-day
stuff
games,
there.
Yeah.
Which day baseball, just incredible.
It's my favorite. Yeah.
It's awesome.
This weekend day football with the spring game.
Yeah.
Now.
Not at the Jones.
Not at the Jones. At the Lowry.
There's no south end zone at the Jones. You can't play there.
Well, there won't be a south end zone.
You just cut it in half.
Yeah.
Play on the north side.
They might have already pulled up all the turf. I don't know. I haven't been over there in a couple weeks.
They are getting new turf.
Yep. New lights.
New lights, yeah.
New lights.
They're going to have the ones that flicker when you score a touchdown.
They'll be having light shows.
I hope they use them.
I hate that.
They have them at the Law.
Yeah, Dan Law has them.
Which... Let me get your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
I've been complaining quite a bit on air about it, so I'll probably get an email soon. The official Tech accounts are calling it the Rip. Dan Law Field. Hey, join us at the Rip.
See, I can't call it that because LCU has the Rip Griffin Center.
Yeah, it's
and that's
the Rip.
That's been the Rip since before Dan Law was even Rip Griffin Park. So, yeah.
Just one of my complaints lately.
It's the Law and the Rip for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're two completely different things.
Or just call it Dan Law Field.
Yeah.
You can say more than two words.
It's a fact.
How long before it becomes Tim Tadlock Field?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in like 20 years after.
Yeah, when he's done.
He probably won't allow it before that.
No, he won't allow that.
You're not going to hate.
He would
Bill
hate
Snyder
that.
Family Stadium want, like, a chair while he's instead. Still there.
He would just hate want, that. Yeah.
Just in one of the dugouts, Tim Tadlock dugout.
Yeah. But Cody Campbellfield's going to look good next year.
Yes, it will. They're getting the turf that the Raiders, the Cowboys.
A lot of winning.
So
sorry.
Well, they're not doing
probably the Rangers
natural.
Put down. The Rangers are doing a lot of winning this year.
They are.
Yeah.
12-6?
Yeah, top of the division for now.
For now.
Just
we'll see.
Love it while you can.
They play the Yankees at the end of the month.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Be a good series. It's the starting pitching there that's the key for the Rangers right now.
Yeah.
And hopefully get Corey Seager back sooner than,
yeah,
than most would hope. But
you know, Ezekiel Duran's been playing well.
Yeah.
Josh Smith there, kind of.
Josh Smith is just a Swiss Army knife. Yeah.
Then you get Jankowski.
Yeah. How about like, Jankowski?
Who?
Yeah. Who's this dude?
So.
Greasy dude,
but
too.
That's what happens. Yeah.
Greasy.
That's what happens when you're playing well and you're having fun.
Yeah.
Guys just play better.
Well, and you see that all the time with Bruce Bochy teams.
Yes.
I mean, the San Francisco Giants were so good for so long because they had good veterans
Hunter
and
Pence,
a good core of
Matt
young
Bomb.
Guys. Yeah, yeah. He just lets you be who you are. And
Kieschnick.
Yeah, Kieschnick.
He's there for a year or two.
For a couple. But, yeah, and, you know, you have the, Jake, what was the pitcher's name? Right-hander.
Peavy.
Freak.
Peavy. Yeah, Peavy was in San Francisco.
Oh. Who's a little guy? Tim Lincecum.
Yeah, and you also have
Timmy GM, yeah.
Sergio Romo, and then Brian Wilson, the closer.
The
yeah. Yeah, good teams. Beat the Rangers in the World Series one year.
That texture clarifies I-27 gets me to Grandma's house from Lubbock. So
there you go. That's why it's number one.
You got to keep Grandma.
Yeah,
there.
It gets me home.
The Marsh is sharp, and then the Idaloo Highway gets me to Grandma's house. So.
Yeah.
There you go, 6282.
34th Street gets me to Grandma.
That's a fact.
Then Indiana.
Yeah.
Then, well, I'm not going to say their street.
Yeah.
Trying to dox your grandma?
Yeah.
Dox Grandma's house.
Give her the phone number in a second. 806-855-3712. If you have a power ranking, you can text in. I got another power ranking here. It's a little outdated.
Oh.
But this is a power ranking from early this year. No, it's about the KKM studio microphones. He's power ranking the microphones in here. Number four, the weird black one in spot four, which
that's cool. That's
is
what Carson
actually
has
now,
right now.
It's now in three.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It still says four.
But I stole. See, what happened was I stole a new fitting because it used to be an upside down clasp and it would just fall out.
Yeah every time. It's still,
I
thought it was going to fall out when it dropped down earlier. That's why
there have been awesome broadcasts that we've had, and all of a sudden just the microphone just falls out.
Just
whoever it is.
There goes the volume.
So I did get it. I updated that once everyone left and nobody was here to police anything. Number three would be Mike 2, which is gone now.
RIP.
Because I think it's in KZII or something. She's getting pilfered around here. Mike 1 would be 2, and then the black mic in spot 3, which I think, I don't know where that one is.
That one was the older,
I think that is either in Lone Star or, I don't remember where that one got stolen off to.
Producer Mike was cool.
The producer mic is nice.
The producer mic is still nice.
Especially when it was handheld for a little while.
It was. Yeah, you know, you got to make it work. I had to buy my own calendar this year.
I could see that.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that was a gift.
Okay.
I didn't buy that.
I was wondering.
You're not a Stranger Things kind of guy?
I would not have bought this.
I wouldn't have either. I really liked the show, but I wouldn't have bought a calendar.
Yeah. Because really, you're just staring at kids for a year.
Flip it. Yeah.
It's like. You know, it's
we
like,
won't power rank that.
Yeah. No, yeah. Power rank kids you'd like to stare at.
Oh, God.
Tucker, you want to go first? No. He's shaking his head. Anyways, the spring game's coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to see? Because generally it's just like, hey, I don't want to see injuries. And then anything else that happens just kind of happens in a spring game.
What I want to see is, you know, you've recruited a lot of speed. And not a whole lot of it has got to campus yet, obviously, because they're either, you know, there's only a handful that have come in January and are taking part in spring ball. But you love to see the jump from you know, the strength conditioning program, it's been in place for a year now. You want to see the difference in that and what they look like, you know, how big they are, what the speed looks like on the field. What is the offensive line going to look like? What is that, you know, what is that look across the board? What does it look like on both sides, red and black team offensive lines? Because they'll probably mix them up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, who's going to fill in the roles on the defensive side, too, of the Tyree Wilson leaving? You know, those kind of guys. Who can step up and play those positions? Obviously, I don't think you're going to have another first-round pick on the defensive line. And by first-round, I mean top two pick in the NFL draft this coming April.
Maybe not this coming April, but Steve Linton.
Yeah.
Remember the name.
Yeah. But he's going to be good, but I don't know that you're going to have him this year. Like, he's not going to be Tyree Wilson next year. So,
do you know Miles Cole's wingspan is bigger than Tyree Wilson's?
Really?
I think he's an inch shorter.
Wow.
And Tyree Wilson's wingspan was one of the biggest ever at the combine.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's what. And
just a bunch of freaks down
he's
here.
He's going to be a top five pick.
Some are saying he might be go two.
The steam in Vegas is that he's going to be the first defensive player off the board.
And why not?
Either him or Anderson.
Yeah.
How bad does Jimbo look right now?
Looks like well, a complete was idiot. It him or was it the last year of.
No, Jimbo's been there for four years.
Yeah, Jimbo's been there for a minute.
Yeah, he's been there for at least 4 years.
That was right when he got there, I guess he kicked him out.
Yeah,
was
I
it 2020
so.
He got there? Yeah, Jimbo was there in 2020.
Yeah. So, yeah, because they had the
season.
Four overtime game against LSU that year.
Man.
Oh, man.
I want to.
That ruined. Was that 19? Or
maybe. Yeah, I don't remember what year that was.
Whatever it was, it ruined the overtime rules.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Kind of pivoting off Carson, I want to see speed. I want to see these receivers that have a lot of this. I want to see a deep ball.
Yeah.
I want to see Shuck or Baron Morton. Show me a deep ball.
Well, and
right
they both
on the money.
Got cannons. So.
Baron.
Yeah.
Baron has a cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dre McCray.
Yeah.
Austin Peay transfer. I want to see him get a 60-yard bomb.
Yes. And you know, there's the guys that you want to see step up on the wide receiver core, but you also want to see what's the backfield going to look like without Sir Roderick. That's going to look a lot different. You're not going to have that just bell cow. I mean, Taj is going to be back, but who can go in there? Who can go in there with Taj and you can run that two-headed? Because that was kind of a big deal last year for him in the backfield. When Taj got tired, you could bring in Sir Roderick, and both of those guys have a great running style to fit this offensive scheme. So who's going to come and be that number two guy with Taj, and we'll see, you know, what that looks like. Obviously, you're not going to tell a bunch of that from a spring game.
Right.
But you can still see who has talent and who doesn't.
And defensively, you have three mid-year transfers, three freshmen, mid-year guys, safeties and corners that I think will play with the twos.
Yeah.
So you have some corners out and everything else. All right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to take a break, but head to the break with it.
All right.
When we come back?
Sure.
Do it when we come back. What? It's Rob Rocha talking 103.9 News, Money Sports. Tucker Lowrance's pivotal point when we come back.
That's not that pivotal.
It's a Rob Rocha. Welcome back. April 20th, 2018. Welcome in. It's Rob Rocha Show with Carson Robinson. This was the closing spot play from, I believe, the Sunday show. I think that's when that started.
Yeah, when we started out the show just on Sundays.
Y'all had done like 2 weeks of it, and then I showed up.
Yeah, that's right.
And Connor said, if you don't play Brass Monkey, bad things will happen to you.
See, Connor was here for the inception.
He was. Did we start? I was trying to think of it the other day. I think we started on Saturdays.
Did we start on Saturday?
Or we started on Sundays, and then we moved to Saturdays. Stayed on Sundays.
I thought that we were on Sundays, but Saturdays we just did countdown to kickoff.
Maybe we. And then we started Saturdays, and then we were like, "Hey, let's just do the two shows back to back
on Sundays."
On Sundays, yeah, maybe that's what it was.
And then we went to weekday.
Had a coup there. So you had a point, and then maybe you wanted to do a power ranking of your own?
You better get it in. We're running out of juice.
Oh, man. I was just going to say that I want to see also with that spring game, some of the first-year guys from last year, how they make the jump to year number two, which, I mean, you can't tell a lot from a spring game, but you can see who's out there, who's out there with the starters that that you assume are going to be starting this year.
So you have a starting corner out, Rashad Williams with the sports hernia. So Marion Horn, who is a redshirt freshman, probably going to start at corner. And then Joseph Adedere.
Yeah.
I know he might, I don't know if he'll play or not. You know, all these injuries and, you know, you get the line. If it was a game week, he'd be playing, but you don't really. You're in a position now with so much depth, which you did not, you were not able to enjoy during the Wells era or even at the end of the Cliff era. You don't have to play everybody.
Right.
Not everyone, if you're injured, you don't have to slog through spring football. Like you used to have to do just to have enough bodies to participate. You've got enough quality bodies here to not have to do that. Would you be in favor of a week of practice with, I don't know, ACU and then a spring game against ACU?
I was just about to say that same exact thing. Like, you've got to be able, like the NFL, what they do in the preseason.
Yes.
They practice with different teams. You know, you have your own set practice times, and then you go in and you basically just scrimmage during the week. And some people will say, well, you don't want to get anybody injured in that. Well, it's the same thing as a spring game.
Same thing.
Like, you're not going to get the quarterbacks hit. The quarterbacks aren't going to take hits. You're going to blow the play dead when it needs to be blown dead.
Quick whistle.
But you're also not going to be playing yourself either. You're going to be able to plan, game plan, see those types of things like during a week you would in the fall. And so why wouldn't you want to play another team?
And
like,
you
play
could,
ACU, yeah.
It's you a, could take three. You could take three practices off the fall camp, and put them in, or just do 3 weeks of practice.
Fact.
Do your red black game, and then do a week of joint practice, where you practice twice with ACU.
Yeah,
do some one on ones, do some drills, do some 7-on-7, and then do a public practice with ACU or UNM, or
and it's just a glorified scrimmage.
Yes.
Yeah. And why not do it for
UTSA.
ACU? You know, teams like that. Yeah, UTSA, get Jeff Traylor inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, having him and Joey in the same ballpark would be nice.
One more. We kind of stumbled onto an idea on the Raiderland today. A high school classic.
Yeah.
Where you play three games on a Saturday at the Jones during a road week. And you've got, like, maybe a 3A game at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and then you play a kind of a bigger game, and then you've got, like, the best El Paso team and the best Dallas team meeting in Lubbock to play a game Saturday night at the Jones. Just do an all-day event.
So basically what we used to play at in Cisco when we were in high
school,
but on a bigger scale.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or
what Jayton does at the six-man level the first week of the season.
Or you could go all local,
and
you could get, you know, Permian and Friendship.
Well,
and,
but that would, you know, that's a district game. So Permian could play Monterey, San Angelo
Cooper,
Central.
Is, yeah.
Central could play, you know, French, not Friendship because they're in the same district too, but, you know,
you
whoever.
Figure it out, though,
you could figure it out. And
that'd
then you have Amarillo High come meet San Angelo Central in Lubbock.
Yeah.
You know, those types of things would draw crowds.
Oh, yeah.
People love their football.
You probably have 30, 40,000 people there over the day.
Yeah.
If not more.
Right. Yeah, it would be a great showcase for those.
And Texas High School University, why not?
Why not?
It's a perfect spot to do it.
Why not?
What's next? All right, final thoughts. Do you want to do that power ranking? Or
okay, I'm going to power rank all the guys that I have produced a show for. Let's start with number one, you guys.
Bam.
You guys are number one.
Nice.
Number two, I would say L&R. L. Wait, I don't know which one was the L&R. I forgot already. Let's say number three would be Hyatt. And then number four, I'm going to go throw a curveball. Chad Hasty.
Oh,
good one.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
And nobody else.
Produced him too.
After that, everybody's gone after that.
Everybody else just sits in last place.
Nobody else made. Yeah, it's a tie for last.
Steve Dale's my number one. Sorry, Hyatt. Rob Rose Show. That was a fun show. I love that Steve show. It was so chaos, hectic. We'll be back tomorrow on the Raiderland, 11 a.m. I've been Rob Bro, I'll be Rob Bro. Carson Robinson, Tucker Lawrence. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this Talk 1340 program are not necessarily the views of Talk 1340, its advertisers, staff, management, or Town Square Media.